This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, January 8th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, an interview with Illinois Senator-elect and Champaign County Democrat Mike Frerichs, and a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. The Illinois House voted last night to rescind double-digit electric rate increases that took effect at the start of the new year. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, opponents say it's fooling consumers.
Customers of Commonwealth Edison and Ameren are paying a lot more for their electricity now, with increases between 20 and more than 50%. The measure that passed the House would bring rates back down to previous levels. Chicago Democrat Mary Flowers says consumers can't afford those hikes.
How are the people going to make it? How are they going to be able to keep their lights on?
But House Minority Leader Tom Cross, a Republican, says the rate freeze is a cruel hoax.
We are giving citizens of this state a false sense of hope that their electricity rates are going to be frozen for the next 3 years.
He says the courts and regulators won't allow it because ComEd and Ameren would go bankrupt. The proposal now heads to the state Senate, but it's doubtful the Senate will consider it. That chamber's passed a plan to phase in the higher power prices over the next 3 years. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, an East Central Illinois lawmaker says it's a shame that House Speaker Mike Madigan and Senate President Emil Jones, both Democrats, can't see eye to eye on the issue of power rates. Black says he's disappointed other legislative proposals haven't seen the light of day.
I wish they'd get together. I had a compromise bill. I know Chapin Rose had a compromise that we're not allowed to even bring forward. But if this fight continues, then nothing is done, and the utility companies pretty much get whatever the Illinois Commerce Commission will let them have. And I don't think that's the best policy at this point.
Black's plan would have capped rate increases to give power companies some of what they seek. It proposed limits of 10% this year and 11% in 2008. The head of the Illinois House last night cast doubt on a pay raise for lawmakers. Speaker Mike Madigan says he's uncertain whether he will allow a vote on a pay raise measure before the legislature adjourns tomorrow. A new General Assembly is sworn in Wednesday, and all legislation starts from scratch. A committee stalled a state budget bill earlier yesterday that includes $4.8 million in legislative cost of living increases. The Senate approved the raise in November. The House rejected it. The bill also includes money for buying flu vaccines from the federal government, increasing public defenders' pay, and buying video equipment for prosecutors to tape murder interrogations. House Democrats say only pressing needs should be funded. Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich will again take the oath of office today as he begins his second term. Sean Crawford reports.
His first 4 years have been anything but smooth as Blagojevich has sparred with fellow Democrats, faced questions about an ongoing federal probe into his administration's hiring practices, and struggled to keep a lid on the budget. But there have been accomplishments which the governor is sure to tout during his inaugural address, according to spokesperson Rebecca Rausch.
So you'll hear him describe what we've done over the last 4 years, an emphasis on expanding access to health care, an emphasis on funding education, on creating jobs, on improving public safety. And he'll also lay out his vision for the next 4 years, which will follow along those major themes.
Blagojevich begins his day with an interfaith prayer service in Springfield and wraps up with an inaugural ball in the evening. Corporate donors are footing the bill for the entire event. The other constitutional officers will also be sworn in today. State lawmakers take their oaths on Wednesday. I'm Sean Crawford.
Indiana's General Assembly convenes for a new legislative session today, facing big issues, including property tax relief and enacting a new budget that provides schools with bigger funding increases than last time around. Governor Mitch Daniels is optimistic this session will be productive. He says he believes there's interest on both sides of the aisle for getting things done. For the first time in his administration, however, he'll face House Democrats as an equal negotiating partner after they regained a 51-49 majority in that chamber in the November election. The House and the Senate are both expected to gavel in this afternoon. The U.S. Senate convenes for a new session today. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the body will tackle an ambitious set of priorities this year. Gabriel Spitzer has more.
With Durbin now in a majority party leadership position, the agenda he laid out Sunday was dominated by foreign policy and Senate ethics reform. Durbin renewed his opposition to surging or boosting U.S. troop levels in Iraq. He said it's too late to establish military stability there, and Iraq must seek a political solution. On the domestic front, Durbin said his first priority for Illinois is to get more federal money for health care.
We don't have enough federal assistance when it comes to paying for health insurance for children of working families in our state, Medicaid to help Stroger Hospital, and public and private hospitals across our state. So I think that would be one of my highest priorities.
Durbin says he'll push for legalizing importation of cheap prescription drugs from Canada. He also says he looks forward to working with President Bush on immigration reform. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Illinois Republican Congressman John Shimkus told congressional leaders he doesn't want to be reappointed to a board that oversees the Congressional PAGE program. The request means that the once chairman of the PAGE board is finished with the panel. Shimkus headed the board last year when an Election Eve scandal unfolded involving Florida Congressman Mark Foley, who sent sexually suggestive messages to young men involved in the PAGE program. The House Ethics Committee said last month it had found no evidence that members of Congress other than Foley have violated rules. Foley, a Republican, resigned in September. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. This week will bring a new job for Mike Frerix. He leaves the post of Champaign County Auditor to be sworn in as the next state senator for Champaign and Vermilion counties. The Democrat from Gifford won his first term in November in an open race to succeed Republican 52nd District Senator Rick Winkle of Urbana. Frerix sat down with AM 580's Tom Rogers to talk about education funding reform and the uncertain future of electricity rates. As the previous General Assembly tries to decide how to respond to hefty rate hikes that went into effect New Year's Day.
I believe there'll be some sort of phase-in agreed to. I would like to see a freeze. I'd like to see a three-year freeze or at least a one-year freeze in order to study this a little more. If they can't reach any agreement over the next 3 days, the 95th General Assembly, I look forward to pushing that issue.
No matter what happens in those next 3 days, the issue of electric rates and power deregulation is going to remain a problem for the legislature to deal with. Where do you see this going beyond what the previous legislature decides?
Well, I think 10 years ago, I disagree with the legislature's decision to deregulate. I think it's a natural monopoly, and I think it's a place that the legislature has a role in controlling prices for the benefit of consumers. Where this goes from here, I don't know. I think it depends what sort of agreement is reached in the next few days, and I'll be following that fairly closely.
But as far as what the long-term response is going to be from the state, do we roll back what happened in 1997 with the rules that set down the ground rules for deregulation? Do you see changes to that? What will happen, you think?
Like I said, it depends what sort of agreement is reached this time. I would like to see it rolled back, but I've talked to a lot of people who said, you know, once it started going forward, you couldn't roll it back. But I'm a person who believes never say never.
This week, mayors of several cities and towns around Chicago, suburbs around Chicago, as well as Mayor Daley, called again for changes to the way school funding is handled. They want to see a move away from property taxes. You have been a proponent of shifting the burden from property taxes to some other form of taxation. Where should that burden be shifted, first of all? And second of all, do you think that support from suburban mayors as well as Mayor Daley might move it forward in this General Assembly?
Yeah, I think education funding reform is an issue that's been talked about for many years. I think 2007 is going to be the best chance of it ever getting passed. I know we have a lot of new faces in the state Senate. I've spoken to a lot of those new suburban legislators, and several of them campaign on the issue of education funding reform. They're excited about getting this passed. I think that's what held it up in the past was opposition from the suburbs. I know the city of Chicago, the mayor is very supportive of it. Many of us downstate are. If suburban legislators get on board, I think we have a real chance of getting something passed. And what I would like to see happen is an increase in the income tax and resulting decrease in property tax and extra money going towards funding education and meeting our other obligations like our pensions. I believe there's the will to do that, and I think people realize that we've put off a lot of these obligations for too long, and now we need to bite the bullet, do the fiscally responsible thing.
Do you have an idea of how high an income tax increase should be, and what kind of requirements would there be on local property taxing districts to follow through and lower property tax rates?
Well, it's my understanding that 2 years ago when this was last talked about, and Senator Winkle from our area was really active in this, it was going from 3% to 5%. And there'd be a reduction in property taxes. And the big question for a lot of people was, well, how can you guarantee that my property taxes will actually be reduced and stay down? And I think the state compromise at the time was that the state was going to rebate to property to homeowners. I think that's a good way of making sure that money goes back. Now, if those districts actually keep raising rates, I think that's why we have things in several counties like tax caps. But, you know, the voters still have the same mechanism right now. If a district wants to raise your taxes, you have the ability to go in and vote those people out of office and to call them and make your voice heard. The same thing would apply after education funding reform.
State Senator-elect Mike Frericks of Gifford will be sworn into office along with the rest of the 95th Illinois General Assembly on Wednesday. He spoke with AM 580's Tom Rogers. You can hear Frericks discuss his other legislative priorities in an extended interview on our website, wiol.uiuc.edu/news. In the forecast for East Central Illinois, expect increasing clouds today with a high around 42 degrees. Cloudy tonight with a chance of light rain or snow showers in the evening, then a chance of light snow after midnight, the low around 28 degrees. And decreasing clouds tomorrow, the high around 32, breezy northwest winds up to 25 miles per hour. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, January 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.